And if we don't look at Christmas from our own dark, gloomy mood, but just look at our God and Creator, how He is looking at the birth of Jesus. Of course, the angel is, appears to Maria and he will say, you will become pregnant. And Maria had the questions, of course. And angel says the Holy Spirit will come over you. And there was a second Adam born. That was God's plan, of course. We as men are in the dark. The death lurks. For some people, Christmas is a difficult time. So sometimes the Christmas period just focuses on maybe missing people, not having people. But I hope I can but don't look at Christmas as a time where you can spend time with your family and have a great light party, but look at it as from the godly perspective, a new beginning for all of man, for all that wants to believe. Alas, in this world we experience finality, our end. You know, Adam and Eve were ate from the tree of the knowledge of good and evil. And the Lord said, if you do this, you will die. I used to have a police officer as my neighbor. He just made the... So... So man went forward from paradise and made a great mess of it. And so the Lord limited our time to 120 years. This is written in the Bible. That is all about the time. You know, and as men, we cannot handle life properly. The knowledge that we have of good and evil makes it very difficult to live. You know, and you know the songs that we sing in the world. I'd rather be too fat in the chest than ever miss the party. That is how people live. Don't think about the death and finality of life and the plans of the Lord. But just think of our own plans, our own parties. What we want to eat, what we want to drink. We want to have a party. But with Christmas or thereabout, a new life exists, starts, you know. Through Jesus, we can reach the Lord and live again. And Jesus says to Nicodemus, as he is talking to this Pharisee, he says, men are lost, and I have come to save men. You have to be born again and experience a new life, a life that was stolen from us as the wages of sin are death, and we all sin. And I read from the Bible, when they read from Lazarus, John 11. Oh dear. This Mary, whose brother Lazarus now was sick. So the sisters sent word to Jesus, Lord, the one you love is sick. When he heard this, Jesus says, the sickness will not end in death. No, it is for God's glory. So that Jesus loved Martha and her sister and Lazarus. Yet when he heard that Lazarus was sick, he stayed where he was 2 more days. Then he said to his disciples, let us go back to Judea. But Rabbi, they said, a short while ago the Jews tried to stone you, and yet you are going back there. And Jesus answered, are there not 12 days of daylight? A man that walks by day will not stumble, for he seeks by this world's light. Our friend Lazarus has fallen asleep, but I am going to wake him up. His disciples replied, if he is sleeping, he will get better. Jesus had been speaking of his death. So then he told them plainly, Lazarus is dead. And for your sake, I am glad I was not there, so that you may believe, but let us go to him. Then Thomas, called Didymus, said to the rest of the disciples, let us also go, that we may die with him. On his arrival, Jesus found that Lazarus had already been in the tomb for 4 days. And many Jews had come to Martha and Maria to comfort them in their loss of their brother. When Martha heard that Jesus was coming, she went out to meet him, but Mary stayed at home. Lord, Martha said to Jesus, if you had been here, my brother would not have been died. But I know that even now God will give you whatever you ask. Jesus said to her, your brother will rise again. I know he will rise again in the resurrection of the last day. Jesus said to her, I am the resurrection and the life. He who believes in me will live even though he dies. And whoever lives and believes in me will never die. Do you believe? Yes, Lord, she told him. I believe that you are the Christ, the Son of God, who has come to the world. The teacher is here, she said, and is asking for you. When Maria heard this, she got up. When the Jews, who had been with Mary in the house, comforted her, noticed how quickly she got up and went out, they followed her, supposing she was going to the tomb to mourn there. When Mary reached the place where Jesus was and saw him, she fell to his feet and said, Lord, if you had been here, my brother would not have died. When Jesus saw her weeping, and Jesus and the Jews who had come along with her also were weeping, he was deeply moved in the spirit and troubled. Where have you laid him? He asked. Come and see, Lord. And the Jews said, see how much he loved him. Could he have not opened the eyes of the blind man, have kept this man from dying? Jesus, once more deeply moved, came to the tomb. It was a cave with a stone laid across the entrance. Take away the stone, he said. But Lord, said Maria, the sister of that man, by this time it is a bad odor, for he had been there many days. Did I not tell you that if you believed, you would see the glory of the Lord? So they took away the stone. Then Jesus looked up and said, Father, I thank you that you have heard me. I know that you have always heard me, but I say this for the benefit of the people standing here, that they may believe that you have sent me. When he said it, Jesus called in a loud voice, Jesus, Lazarus, come out. The dead man came out. What a great story. What a wonderful story. I want to just think about how the Lord you know what happened there in that moment? At that moment, the Lord wants to do this, that for ourselves, for us too. The disciples, together with Jesus, have been on the way a long time. she's is traveling, always traveling. You know, people had to really follow him around. And he was among people to see what was happening. So he could just be there on the right time to just show, see, I am the one that you are expecting. I am your Messiah, the one that is there to bring back life. And so Jesus is always moving. So as we can read until chapter 16, you see the disciples, you know, always wandering. So we read the Bible and we see, Thomas, how can you doubt the power of the Lord? But we are just men, you know. And we are still experience moments of disbelief, or unbelief, or less belief. But the Lord is always with us, moving with us. And the Lord is so transparent. Whatever is going to happen is in honor of God. The Lord is always looking out. That is just why I am so grateful that I can realize that the Lord is traveling with me. He can look ahead. So I truly believe that the way the Lord is acting with the disciples, and the Lord is still acting with us. You know, we are. The Lord is in heaven, and the Spirit is here, of course. But the Spirit is moving with us. His Holy Spirit. The story of Lazarus is about the two sisters, Martha and Maria. You know, as a child, I always thought Martha is the one that did not the right thing. You know, and even Jesus says, Maria made the right decision to listen to my feet. But Jesus loved Martha a lot, and her sister too. It's like the opposite, but also acknowledgement that the Lord loves Martha and Maria a lot, and even Martha is named first. It touched me, you know, to realize it, that when I place people somewhere, it doesn't mean I'm right. But it's what the Lord says about others. Yeah, that's what's important. The Lord had love for us and love for the sisters. And even the bystanders acknowledge this. The love of the Lord Jesus was visible. And as we have our walk with the Lord, we can experience His love, knowing that the Lord loves us. And they go forth to Bethania, a little village where Maria and Martha and Lazarus live. And the second part I want to talk to you about is the conversation. He starts with Martha. Martha rushes towards the Lord. as Mary stayed at home. But you know, Mary is Marita is kind of a go-getter, you know, hustling and running and working. She's expecting it from the Lord, of course. If you were here, Lord, my brother would not have been, would not have died. Maybe she's a little bit angry about the Lord, you know. Or maybe she was in awe, you know. If you were not, if you would have been here, Lord, he would have never died. For you are the life. So we see a little bit two sides. And however, we are in our minds. We can, you know, go one way. You say, you know, there's always two ways. That's what she is doing. And the Lord starts to talk to Martha. Martha, he says, for even now I know that the Lord will give you everything that you ask. And Jesus says, your brother will rise from death. And Martha replies, yes, on the latest day, Lord. You know, she was focused on the second coming. There will be a time, that time of resurrection. But she knew it for sure. It was... You know, we know for sure, we always know things for sure, but Jesus is saying something completely different, you know, and he says, no, your brother will rise as I call him, you know, as a, and Martha thought she was, he will rise in the second coming, and she knew it for sure, you know, so that's also for us something we should keep in mind. And it is written in the Bible, in a, the Lord says, I am the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, not the God of death, but the God of living. One day there will be a resurrection. The Lord keeps it even more real. So I know that the Lord will rise again, the second coming, or the Lazarus, of course. But the Lord says, I will bring resurrection and life. Who believes in me will live. The Lord has come to give life, and time he has to talk about it, acknowledge it. This is the moment she was waiting for. So all the days that we feast, like Christmas and Easter, you know, it's like about life, you know, the life of the Lord, not about Easter Bunny or whatever. It's truly crucial to believe. In 1 Corinthians 5:15, it is written, and he appeared on Cephas on the 12th, and then on 500 brothers and sisters at once, among most of us live still. He appeared on Jacob and the apostolates. So hundreds of people can testify about the the fact that Jesus was resurrected from the grave by the Lord God, and he conquered death, and hundreds of people could testify on this. You know, it's no joke. It's evidence, you know. People saw it. Hundreds and hundreds of people saw it. You know. People look at Egyptians and take it for truth. But it is written down by more than 500 people, you know. The power of his resurrection is acknowledged, you know. It's true. I hope that you realize this, and more of us just realize it, you know, that we experience Christmas in a different way, as a feast of light and love given to us by the Lord Jesus. And, you know, listen, the Lord is there with a sad Martha, of course, and a sad Maria. Their brother died. And the Lord is close. If you are in pain, you know, if you are in pain, if you are missing someone, the Lord is near you. He knows pain. He's among the grieving crowd and the sad sisters and lost their brother and a difficult time lay ahead of them. Jesus is crying with them as he feels pain for the death of Lazarus, his good friend, as we are good friends of the Lord also. And this pain, and Martha walked back and talked to Maria and said, "The Master is here and he's asking about you." And Jesus loved them, you know. And Martha tells her sister, "The Lord wants to grieve with you." The Lord, Maria came, of course. And Jesus was still there, the place where Martha met the Lord. And people followed Maria. You know, Maria was just so sad. Her brother had died. And the Lord was asking about her in her suffering and pain. He knows about the finality of life and the misery it brings. And Maria drops in front of him at his feet. And as we experience pain and suffering about the people that we have to miss, you know, just put it in front of the feet of the Lord, you know, and He will grieve with you and heal you. And we too can fall at the feet of the Lord. We share our grief with the Lord. The Lord wants to grieve with you and talk to you. The Lord, Jesus saw how she and the Jews that were with her were mourning. And the Lord was a little bit annoyed. And of course, he knew that that there was sadness. I think that the Lord was just anointed about the effect that the death had on people. You know, he was here to bring life, and the death was there bringing so much suffering. But it was not yet the time. And the Lord knew everything, of course, and he saw everything, and he was deeply carried. The Lord said, where did you put him? When I was around 13, a friend of mine, Andre's dad, died. It was a complete shock for me. And it was just so special that Andre and Andre knew the Lord, you know, as at a young age. He just, I saw the Lord moving in his grief. For the Lord, Andre knew that his father was in heaven. Because and Andre told me, as his dad just died, about 1 Thessalonians 4, I don't know. You know, if we have grief, you know, at one hand we see Andre that knew that this, you know, that his father was now with the Lord. If people believe in the Lord, there will be a resurrection. And on the other side, there was Andre that just had so much sorrow. And it's always good to talk about the hope and the comfort if we are not sad. And if we are sad, that we know that there is a place for us at the feet of the Lord Jesus. Where the Lord has come back to give us life, a good life. The Lord asked, where did you put Lazarus? The Lord knows. You know, there is a connection the Lord wants to make with us. And the Lord also calls us to life. And Martha said, Lord, he's really dead. He's been in the grave for 4 days. Sometimes there's just no more hope. You know, in the 4 days, it's not, you know, the Jews believed that until the third day, there was still a connection between the soul and the body, but after 4 days, no more. Of course, the Lord... Jesus, of course, already resurrected several back to life. But after 4 days, but Jesus says, I have come here to give life, restore life. You know, it's about the Lord asks you, where did you put your bad stuff? Where can I come to bring life? You know, it could also be good things, of course. Wonderful things that you and sometimes, you know, it's good things that you have forgotten about or buried, or sometimes it's bad things that you have buried, but the Lord has come to bring new life for all. Sometimes the Lord uses our brothers and sisters to help us to cast away the stones in front of the things in our lives, that we need the Lord to come in and bring His love and life. So you see that everything that the Lord does and how He moves through the land, the Lord shows us, I am here to give life. I am still here to bring life to you. And then a voice, the voice of the Lord. He says, Lazarus. He shouts it out, Lazarus. There's a song about Lazarus. It is written, Lazarus, come out. But the Lord calls Lazarus. Calls Lazarus back from the dead. The stone was cast away from the grave, and the Lord shouted the name of Lazarus, and Lazarus heard it even though he was dead. And you know, as we cast away the stones in our lives, we can hear the Lord. And Lazarus knows the sound of the Lord, you know, the voice of the Lord. And Jesus wants to speak your name in life and bring you back to life. And Lazarus is resurrected. So in this congregation there are people that have come from a very difficult situation, and we are happy with them, and the Lord says, you have to take the cloth from Lazarus. Sometimes people are called by the Lord and they are with us, and you know, Jesus did a miracle, but we have had to take the cloth from his eyes and stuff, you know, so that's also symbolical. The Lord does things and then we have to help out a little bit. So we just can help the others, to make them feel visible again. He Yes, we still experience death in our life, alas. Sometimes near, sometimes far, sometimes fresh. And I hope that this Christmas we can feel encouraged by the knowing that the Lord chose to come to us. And you know, do it again in the Lord. Bring life. Bring life back to us. And resurrection power of Jesus Christ, as is described by Ephesians 1. We don't have to do it alone. Do not have to do it alone. And the Lord says, I have the Spirit for you. It's just so great to know. Not for me, you know, too fat in the chest and live only one time. But no, I'm for always. Just so great, you know. Christmas is so different. But because it's really real, you know. A living that the Lord brought us. And he came to give us life. New life. Amen.